Question: which workers in the U.S. suffer more debilitating back and other injuries than almost any other occupation? Well, if you are or know a nurse, you know the answer. NPR's Investigations Unit has launched a series on nursing injuries. Daniel Zwerdling reporting that nursing assistants and orderlies suffer almost three times the rate of back and arm injuries that construction workers do. And Danny joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, Robin.
And start by telling us, how is it that nurses are getting injured?
It's nothing exotic, and it's the everyday, every-hour tasks of going in and moving and lifting patients. You know, the nurses I talked to and the nursing assistants said, people don't realize how physically grueling our jobs are. Mm-hmm. Envision a nursing assistant or a nurse. You're trying to raise the leg of a 250-pound patient to help clean him or her. That leg can weigh 50 or 60 pounds.
Mm. So it's not just, oh, my back hurts. Some are getting seriously injured.
This was the incredible thing. I was astonished as I traveled around the country. I met people whose lives have completely turned upside down. For example, a 38-year-old man at a hospital in California, Eduardo Villegas. He's a patient care technician, big muscular guy. He has been out of work for almost a year, and he and his wife were telling me that he can't lift his children anymore. She started sobbing when they were talking about that. I met Tove Schuster, was working at a major hospital in Philadelphia, and I have a clip of her right here. Let's listen to her and her husband, Matt.
I went upstairs. She was on the floor, and she was crawling across the floor. And I thought it was a joke at first. And she says, I can't walk, and my back is killing me.
I was thinking, oh, my God, what did I do to myself?
What she did is she herniated a disc badly. And I said, do you have x-rays, by the way? She said, do you want to see the x-rays? So she pulled them out. She has these huge metal plates and long, sharp screws around her spine to fix where all these years of lifting had injured her.
Well, what about things like lifts, Danny, that we see help the disabled, for instance, get into pools?
People in the industry say this is the solution. There are a bunch of hospitals around the country, not many in terms of the 4,000 acute care hospitals out there, but there are a bunch of hospitals who have spent millions of dollars buying machines so that if you're a patient, they would use a ceiling hoist or another machine to lift you and move you, kind of like if you were a piece of metal in a factory. But at hospitals, including in the VA system and some private hospitals I talked to, they've reduced the rate of injuries among nursing staff by 40 to 80%. These programs also require really rigorous training. You have to keep training the staff over and over how to use the equipment, and you have to place the equipment in a place they can easily use it. But that appears to be the solution. Yet, most hospitals, and I was told this by people in the hospital industry, most hospitals have not aggressively taken action to protect their nurses.
And why is that?
There's a couple of reasons. The first reason is money. If you're a hospital executive, think about all the things you have to decide to spend money on. Controlling infections, huge problem, right? Mm-hmm. Computerizing your records. National law requires you to computerize now. That can cost millions of dollars. And traditionally, nursing staff has been low on the hospital's hierarchy. And one reason may well be, and people said, yes, this is a main reason, that 90% of the nursing staff is women. 70% of the doctors are men. I talked to the chief lobbyist of the American Hospital Association, Carla Lugero, and I said to her, how serious is this problem about injured nurses? You know, public health groups and others say this is a really major occupational health problem. Do you agree? And here's her answer.
Well, you know, I do think it's an issue we have to look at. Do I think it's the most important issue we have to look at? No, I don't.
Well, so there's your answer. It's not the high priority. But what about requirements? There's OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Aren't there some sort of laws about making workspaces safe?
There are, but this is kind of astonishing. The head of OSHA, a guy named David Michaels, said that OSHA has been so hamstrung by Congress and politics in general and by some court decisions that it's very, very hard for them to really crack down on all kinds of occupational injuries, including these injuries among nurses in hospitals. One of the last acts of the Clinton administration was that OSHA put out a rule saying to all industries, you must protect workers from these kinds of repetitive motion injuries. one of the first acts of Congress when President Bush took over was to kill that rule. And ever since then, year after year, congressmen try to introduce legislation to protect nursing staff in hospitals, and it always dies.
No. That's NPR Investigations correspondent Daniel Zwerdling about his report on the surprising prevalence of injuries in nursing. Danny, thanks so much.
Robin, thank you.